Dear listeners, imagine you are stepping to a family-friendly restaurant. Can you tell me what you see? Children? Yes, there are plenty of them. Some are pouting and throwing temper tantrums, but others are pretty well behaved. I bet most of the quiet ones have one thing in common. They are all spellbound by their smartphones or some sort of digital tablet.
在 YouTube 度睇嗰啲人哋打機。
I watch others playing video games on YouTube.
我很喜歡。
I love playing iPad games.
就看一些電影。
I watch movies. I only watch them for about 1 hour a day.
If television was the drug of choice for previous generations, then digital media is the modern day obsession of today's youth. I know. Obsession is too strong a word, but...There is no denying the plain fact that digital devices have already become necessities for kids. From laptops to smartwatches, every day they spend a large amount of time staring at screens of different shapes and sizes. This is Li Mingyi, a researcher specializing in early childhood education. During a panel discussion hosted by All China Women's Federation,She explained why children today are easily captivated by electronic devices.
This generation of children are digital natives. They have grown up with the internet. The statistics show that in America, from birth to age 8, as children grow older, they will spend more and more time reading online. It's the same case in China. So there is no point asking them to ditch smartphones and tablets.Since they have already been so deeply wrapped up within this digital world.
But parents have to get a grip on the fact that the prevalence of digital reading could be a double-edged sword.
We have to admit that digital reading has its own merits. Some advanced technologies such as AI could help kids find in-depth context and expand their vocabulary.But at the same time, we need to see the downside. There is scientific evidence suggesting that the overuse of electronic devices will damage children's eyesight. Some scientists suspect these digital gadgets may increase the risk of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Fang Suzhen, a Taiwan-based children's book author, also echoed this sentiment.
In most cases, parents allow their kids to play on tablets or smartphones in order to keep them quiet. They complain about how busy they are, so they just leave their children to the screen out of convenience. But they ignore the importance of parent-child interaction.
In the eyes of Wang Zhigeng, curator of Children's Library at the National Library of China, parents are responsible for ensuring a child's success as a reader.
First of all, parents have to be book lovers. It's hard for me to imagine that someone who despises reading could set a good example for their kids. Secondly, you need to read books to your kids. Once you use your own voice, expression, body language, and emotion to depict a story, unconsciously, you empathize with your children. And last but not least, parents need to communicate with children. Always read the same book with them, no matter how old they are.
But how do you choose books that could be enjoyed by both parents and children? After all, as one of the world's fastest growing children's publishing markets, on average, China publishes more than 600 million children's books per year, which makes selection of the right book a quite formidable task. Fortunately, someone is willing to help. Here is Zhu Xisheng, secretary from the China Children and Teenagers Fund.
The China Children and Teenagers Fund works closely with KFC China to release a recommended reading list for little bookworms and a tutorial report on Chinese children's reading habits. Our goal is to create a positive response to the national reading campaign launched by the central government. In 2017, we will donate the books from the reading list to over 1,000 literary centers around China.Centers that are designed for left-behind children.
At the press conference, Huang Jingxuan, general manager of KFC China, also elaborated on their collective project.
今天发布的这份书单和报告
是我们与众多专家学者。
The reading list and report we released today is the brainchild of many specialists and researchers. We focus on four major areas that help children fall in love with reading. Diversified reading, graded reading, reading for pleasure, and parent-child co-reading. The recommended books are divided into several categories, which cover traditional Chinese culture, children's literature, picture books, and popular science. There are two separate reading lists for different age groups. One is for toddlers aged 3 and above, while another is for children aged 6 and above.
The reading list covered 78 books from all over the world, from No Bad Temper Thomas, an illustrated book inspired by the widely loved British children's TV series Thomas and Friends, to the Japanese bestseller Toto Chan, The Little Girl at the Window. Children's book author Bai Bing stresses that parents should not be confined to the books the experts list.
Teachers and parents must respect their children's own choices. Rather than forcing them to read classics, I think the most important thing is to let children pick out books on their own. Once the child forms a reading habit, he or she will be sure to discover some serious literature sooner or later. If parents force their kids to read something they don't like, the boomerang effect might occur and they can easily reject the whole idea of reading.
Like the writer Fang Suzhen once said, "Be prepared and be patient, parents. There is a lot to do when it comes to transforming children into enthusiastic readers."
Reading doesn't bring immediate benefit. It's like sowing a seed. You have to wait and let it grow. Nowadays, children are growing up too quickly. Childhood is like a one-way journey with no return ticket. So cherish the time you spend with your children. I suggest the parents should keep reading to their children until the age of 12, because those interactive moments could be the best time of your life.